Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
You never took me on the merry-go-round. You never held my hand to walk me into town. You never even taught me how to ride a bike. But at least you pitched me until there was no more light. Won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. I know it can be so hard to show your love. Guys like us don't talk about that stuff. Let's leave the conversation to the weather. And if the Sox are gonna do it again next summer, won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Getting together one last time. Don't wanna run out of time. Won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together. Getting together one last time.
WMFO in Medford.
And it gets
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I will be here with you until 8 p.m. I have Dorothy Dwyer with me. We are going to start a little time travel show until 6 o'clock, and then we will be doing the Friday Night Fights together from 6 till 8. Enjoy.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
For the girl with the broken smile. Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
I sometimes fancy Chris Earle's little time travel radio show.
Really like that hat, Marty.
Thanks, Ben.
Gotta be the wrong year.
Hey, Doc! Where are you going now? Back to the future?
Nope. Already been there.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. I have been looking all over for you.
This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, like I'm kissing my brother.
I'm afraid it doesn't turn out
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
It's raining so hot, look like it's gonna rain all night, and this is the time. Crazy, it's raining.
rain and tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's rain and tacos.
It's rain and tacos out in the street. Tacos, all you can eat. Lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's rain and tacos. Yum, 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 yum.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with Dorothy Dwyer.
Hello.
How are you, Dorothy?
Pretty good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to be here at WMFO, and it's a nice day out there today, don't you think?
It turned into a beautiful day.
It's lovely.
Yes.
It's lovely. It is so windy the last few days.
Very windy. Yes.
Yeah, it was
windy and cold.
Biting
makes
cold.
The cold worse.
Like I got some whiskers now going.
Yeah.
I didn't always have the whiskers, but I got the whiskers now going. And since I'm walking every day, the cold air it makes the whiskers kind of like wet or damp.
Do you ever get icicles on your whiskers?
I got some icicles the other day. Yeah,
wow.
I was like, wow. I felt like I was like in the movie The Thing or something. You know, when they go to that little place in Antarctica and everybody's just got frozen whiskers everywhere.
Yeah.
I looked like a mean Kurt Russell.
Ooh, yeah. I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like an extended version of the show. The show is normally 6 to 8 now on Fridays. It's Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. And Dorothy has been kind enough to join me today here on Friday. I realized Dorothy has been here a number of times at WMFO, but Dorothy has never done the show solo. And
we have to do it.
Well, you didn't let me know either. I was thinking about it, and it's like we should have had a communication on both sides.
But I really didn't have anything to promote, and other people. Have
yeah, but we're friends. That's all we need to have.
Yeah,
that's
but,
all we
you know,
need to
if,
have.
If it's between being on your radio show or going to Savers and Chinese,
true.
Food, yeah. I'd rather go to Savers than have Chinese.
We could still go.
Oh, we are going. To absolutely.
We're going to do the show for about 13 minutes, then we're going to head right to Savers.
Yeah, bye everybody.
Bye everybody. We're going to go get ourselves. I always find good stuff at Savers.
I only find good stuff when I'm with you.
And it's funny.
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, I go in there by myself, I come out empty-handed.
You know I go in for a deep dive when I go in.
I go in with Chris Earle.
Yeah.
I'm coming out with some good stuff. I'm coming out with golden nuggets of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the years... my friends, some of them don't like to shop with me because, and you have been an exception to the rule because you enjoy doing things like that. Like you don't mind going to a good Savers store and instead of spending, 5 minutes there, spending a good half hour, 90 minutes even.
I think we're averaging
dive.
An hour.
Yeah, a deep
an
dive.
An hour each visit, yeah.
Because the place is so interesting. And there's so many treasures in there. There's a lot of crap too.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to buy everything you see, but...
Yeah.
You and I have found some crazy stuff in there.
I'll tell you that that sweater that I got for Christmas.
Oh my God, that made
fantastic.
Me so happy.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a kitten. Or it's a cat. It's a full-grown cat that has the baubles or the broken ornaments.
This is like...
Yeah, it's good.
When they made the ugly Christmas sweater contests about, it's that sweater that inspired them all.
Absolutely.
It's just fantastic.
It's a beauty. And
yes.
I love going there and getting you know what I got the other day? I got a Hall & Oates box set.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you never thought like maybe Hall & Oates would have a box set, but yeah, they had one.
Yeah.
And I found it.
Wow.
And it was still, it was $10. And that's a little expensive for Savers.
Yeah, but still, the box set, that's worth it.
And especially, I mean, Hall & Oates aren't together anymore.
Oh,
sad.
Yeah, they're contentious.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a contentious relationship now.
I don't understand how people can get old and they're toward the end. And it's like, why don't you get along with your friend? I don't get it.
Because you get to a point in your life where you just don't want to put up with the crap anymore.
True.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a friend or a relative. You just... Yeah. You get weary. You get tired of it. It's like, listen, you go live your best life. Leave me out of it. Just leave me alone.
True. It's good advice.
Yeah.
It's good advice. I feel bad for Oates, though. You know?
Well, I mean, he knows what he did.
Yeah, he does. Oates knows what he did.
Yeah.
But the thing is Daryl Hall got lucky, too, and he started his show there.
Yeah.
And then he's had all of his friends come in, and poor Oates is just sitting at home, like at the pool, doing nothing.
Well, but here's the thing. He could have started his own thing, too.
I know. That's true.
You know, it's not like the poor guy has been left on the side of the road,
you know,
to hitchhike home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know.
You're right.
We all make choices.
You have a lot of wisdom, Dorothy.
Well, I'm a bit older than you, so yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, but a lot. I've noticed you have a lot of, you always dispense a lot of wisdom
when we
hang out.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I like to bitch a lot still. Because I'm younger.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
It's a habit. It's hard to break yourself from
I'm a
that
world-class
habit.
Bitcher.
I don't know. I still like hanging out with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Some people call me bitch boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like bitch boy.
I would never call you bitch boy. No.
I like to bitch
I don't like
a little
that.
Bit.
No, because you know why? Because you may bitch about things, but you show up.
That's
say
right.
You're going to be there, you show up. You'll be there.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
And I admire that quality.
Thank you. Yeah, I've worked hard over the years. I haven't gotten, really, the rewards aren't here, I don't think. Spiritually, I think they may be.
Oh, absolutely.
But a pot to piss in, I'm not sure if I got it. I can pay my bills.
Do. Yeah, that's a lot more than a lot of people can do.
You know what? Actually, after going to Savers, I've got many pots to piss in.
I bet you do.
Plenty
yeah.
of piss pots at Savers.
And I can pick one up for you, too, next time I go if you want.
You know what? I need a spittoon, I think. Maybe a spittoon for the porch.
I have to say, that's not something I see a lot.
I saw a spittoon there once. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
And you didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
It was disgusting. I mean, it was all like, you know, the tobacco and who knows what else.
They didn't clean it before they saw it.
Oh, they probably did, but how much can you clean a spittoon from the Old West? There's got to be some stuff in there.
But how do you know it was from the Old West? It's probably from Worcester.
I have an imagination.
You know?
Yeah, I know. It's probably from Lou's place.
Yeah.
From back in the day.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. Well, let's talk Irma Thomas.
Okay.
So you had me pick a few songs for you. I picked and I put them on the playlist. So these first, up until about 6 o'clock, we're going to go over some picks that Dorothy has given us, and we will play them. And I accompanied it with some other things, such as the taco song.
I love that song. I never heard it before.
It was Perry Grip is the name of the group.
Oh, thank you.
And they got like millions of people on YouTube.
Wow.
Perry Grip. And they had It's Raining Tacos. They had It's Raining Tacos on Christmas Day. It's Raining Tacos 2.
Brilliant.
It's Raining Burritos.
Genius.
All you need is just that one thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
I'm so glad. My life has changed now because that song, I'm going to be sending it to a lot of
people. It's the only
reason
I'm still going. I'm like, I'm going to come up with something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be, but it might be that little hop at the end that's going to save me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Never know. So Irma Thomas, It's Raining. And it was a live version. And I also had another Irma Thomas song in there.
You did?
I believe it was called like No Time or something like that.
Yeah, I'm just no use talking to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
There is no use talking to me sometimes. But today we played that and It's Raining. Tell me about Irma Thomas and tell me how you got into her.
When I was in college, I started working at a record store, a used record store called Stereo Jacks, which is still around.
Yep.
And when I started working there, I knew the Beatles, Aerosmith, and the Clancy Brothers. That's basically all I knew. And so Jack turned me on to Irma Thomas. So when she'd come to town, I'd go see her. I'd bring her flowers. I just loved Irma Thomas. I didn't need to hang out with her. I just loved her.
Yep.
Her song, her
beautiful voice.
It's a beautiful voice, beautiful creative person. So I'm at the jazz festival in New Orleans and I'm hanging out with my buddy Rick and his sister Sue and we're at Irma Thomas's club. So one side of the building was Irma Thomas's nightclub. I think it was called the Lion's Den.
Okay.
And then the other side was the Bail Bonds office that her husband ran.
Huh.
So it's late at night, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we need to get back to our hotel. And we asked the bartender, this is before cell phones, and we asked the bartender to call us a cab.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, this tall, well-dressed, good-looking man comes up to us and says, where are y'all going? So we tell him where we're going, and he turns around and he says something to somebody, and then Irma Thomas steps out from behind him and says, I'll give you a ride. So my friend Rick and his sister and I got a ride from Irma Thomas in her white Mercedes.
Wow.
To whatever the hotel was that we were staying at.
Yeah.
And it was like they had been sussing us out. Would she be safe getting in the car with us?
Yeah.
And I think it was just a way to make sure she got out of there safe because it wasn't in a great neighborhood.
Sure.
I mean, I think it's gone now.
Was this 1976?
No. This is going to be late 80s.
Okay. Because you mentioned New Orleans, and that live track that I played from was from the Jazz Festival from 1976.
Oh, I thought it was later. Okay. So I used to, for many years, I would go down, my friend Joanne turned me on to the Jazz Fest. And so for many years I would go, and at the end I was going by myself, you know. And so that was my big Irma Thomas story. But whenever she would come to Boston, if I knew she was coming, I would get a ticket. I would have to go by myself, and I would send her flowers.
Nice.
You know, and so, sometimes she'd thank, Dorothy, wherever you are, thank you for the flowers. And I never raised my hand.
Nice.
I didn't need her to recognize me. I just wanted her to know how great cheese because she's the queen of New Orleans soul.
Yeah.
And she's the best. Like, there was one time she was playing Johnny D's, the long lament, late lamented Johnny D's.
Yep.
And some stupid drunk woman wanted her to play Respect.
Okay.
And sing Respect.
Yeah.
And Irma Thomas, and this woman had been yapping through the whole show. And finally, Irma goes, you know, that's Aretha Franklin.
Yep.
That's not my song.
Yep.
She sang it anyways, but she was like I was pissed on her behalf. I just wanted to go over and just smash that woman right into the table. Just stop drinking or get out. Just leave.
And
stop it. You're ruining it for the rest of us.
The other thing is you were in entertainment too, so you understand that too.
I'm a fan of Irma Thomas.
98%
of that audience was there to hear Irma Thomas,
not
this drunk, yammering woman.
Yeah.
You know?
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, though. What a pick. I mean, no one has ever picked Irma Thomas
in
the 5 to 7 songs that I haven't picked.
Patently wrong.
That's just wrong.
She's fantastic.
I was very impressed by your picks.
Oh, were you? Oh, that makes me feel so good.
Yeah,
oh.
I was. I didn't want to say it so early, but I was very impressed by your picks.
Oh, I'm like, thank you.
Because what I've normally done over the years on time travel is I would have friends or family, I would have some musicians in here, and I'd also have comics in here. And that's how Dorothy and I met, through comedy and improv, really, through improv, right, I believe.
Bob
Gattro. Or did
Gattro.
We meet at stand-up, too? Yeah.
Bob Gattro.
Yeah, so we knew each other through Bob, and it was about 2003 or 4, I believe. And you also put in a good word for me and got me over to Scotland.
And you don't hold that against me
at
all.
I do not. No, that was quite a trip.
It was a fantastic trip.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you were there.
Yeah. It was a great trip. We did sketch comedy in 2005 at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with Andy and Brian, and it was a great experience, you know? I mean,
it was such a great experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, just every single day was great. I look back on stuff like that now and I'm like, you just don't do things that you normally would have done 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And there's new things that come back to you, you know, like exercise and worry, you know, and not worrying about things, but becoming excellent at excelling at things. But it was, you know, there were plenty of disappointments there, expecting things to be a little bit better than how they turned out.
Yeah, I mean, especially for Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there were things he wanted to have happen that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what an experience. A lot of fun.
It was,
and I always
wonderful.
Wanted to go back there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
But, I'm losing my track of thought, but we were talking about...
You think it's the crickets?
You want to turn down the crickets?
I didn't say
it's
that.
It's a little background music.
Yeah.
I wanted that Louisiana swamp.
Ah,
New Orleans swamp.
Yeah.
But, I was going to say something about just meeting each other in the last like 20 years or so. I mean, you've always been a very positive person, and you've had a lot of ups and downs like we all have had over the years.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of experience. And yeah, I think you have a lot of wisdom, Dan. You've become one of my good friends over the years. You're one of the good people out there.
And same
Dorothy.
To you, Chris. I feel
and
the same way about you. I'm not going to go to favors with just anybody.
Yeah.
Trust me on that.
It's like I ain't helping anybody pick up a spittoon at savings unless it's you.
Nope. Just you. You're the guy. Yep.
But that's been done quite a place over the years, the savers. And I like to say that I like to find lost things and reconnect them with people. And sometimes there'll be something that I see there at that savers, and I say, I know somebody that would like this. And I like to, you know, pick it up and pass it along to them. Or this is going to be something where I'm like, you know what? I have all of these Beatles albums, but I see a Beatles album sitting in the dollar bin. I'm still going to pick it up and give it to somebody.
Good.
I'm
going
to find a place for it to go.
Well, usually I don't get stuff for other people. Like, it's almost always, I can use this. Oh, this will fit right here.
Yeah.
So I have a friend who I wanted to get him, my buddy Barry. I wanted to get my buddy Barry a good saute pan.
Sure. Does he like to cook?
He does like to cook. I mean, he has a limited repertoire, but he likes to saute. But he wanted to saute, and all he had was those nonstick pans in the house. Every pan had been ruined by somebody else in his house.
Yeah.
So I found a Cuisinart, a perfect like it had never been used.
Yep.
Perfect Cuisinart saute pan. And he has made so many great things in it.
Nice.
But I got that. It's like a $100 pan, and I got it for like $10, $15 or something like that.
Yeah.
But mostly when I'm in there, I'm buying stuff for, oh, I need more forks. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Everybody needs more
house,
forks.
In my house, I don't know where the silverware goes. You know, I live with a brother and a roommate.
Yeah.
And does it just go into his room and stay there, or does he throw it out? I don't know, but I am constantly buying more forks and more spoons because we never seem to have enough forks and spoons, and I don't understand it.
I'm going to ask you, because everybody probably has this, who likes to go to Savers. Do you have a regret of a purchase that you were going to get at Savers and you forgot to pick it up because you were looking at other things?
No.
No? No. Really?
Because if I go in there, I go, like, for years, I was looking for a specific cookbook.
Yep.
And I even asked you to see if you found it, you know, in your other travels.
Yep.
And finally, I ended up finding it on the internet, and I bought it
nice.
On the internet.
All right.
But that was my big...
It's fun, though, when you can find something and it's physically in your hand.
Yeah, well,
the
like
store.
The Cuisinart pan. Like, that was like... You know, if I had won $1 million, I couldn't have been happier.
Imagine how much fun it would be if you had all that money and you could just get whatever you want for anybody for, you know, a few months.
I do
or
imagine
whatever.
It on It'd the daily. Great. On the daily, Chris, as soon as I win the Mega Millions or the Powerball, I'm not picky. I'm getting a house on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rescuing a couple of dogs and a couple of cats.
Nice. That's very nice.
I am going to live by myself.
My friend Sheila just rescued a dog.
What kind of a dog?
It's a mutt, but it's a bulldog, half bulldog, half terrier.
Oh,
yeah,
he's nice.
Cute. His name's Cody.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
Oh, that's nice.
And he's getting along with the other dogs. So
oh, good.
Good so far. But I like that.
Yeah.
What do you think now? All right, I'm gonna be selfish and say, what would you get me?
What would you get me?
That would be something
that
a man that has everything.
I might get you a car.
Have.
I might get you a truck.
Nice.
I might get you an RV.
Nice. Wow.
I think actually you would get a lot of use out of an RV.
That's a nice.
Frankly,
you know what? And that's a gift that I would not get myself, and I'd probably really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. I know. That's very good.
I mean, unless you had medical debt or something like that, I'd pay it off for you.
You know what I would? Know what I think I would get you?
What would you get me?
I would get you a cruise around the world.
I'd take that.
Yeah?
I'd do that, yeah.
And it's like you could jump on or off anywhere.
Yeah.
But I think that would be pretty cool.
It would be pretty
That's
cool.
That's a nice gift, right?
Yeah.
Now we
but
just
you know
need the money.
But you know what would be more fun? You know, it'd be more fun if you came with me.
That would be fun.
If you and Sheila and, you know, we'll get a couple of other people. Maybe I can talk Margaret into going,
Yeah. We just need the money now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming. I know. It's coming. It's coming.
Got to manifest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's something that I would do. I like what Chappelle did with his money. He basically, he bought like a town. And he gave it to, like, his friends and family. And they all have a community.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Well, he's done other things with his money. I mean, he's put some kids through college and stuff.
I mean,
he's given back. Like, he thought about it.
Yeah.
And he's given it. I mean, I've got other things, you know, like, there's a charity I want to start, which actually already exists. So I'd probably just give my money to them.
Yeah.
Katie's Closet. But basically, I wanted to set up and you can tell me to shut up at any time.
No, this is fun.
I wanted to set up a foundation where, you know, you reach out to all, you know, grammar school guidance counselors or nurses or something, and you say, do you have a kid that needs clothes? Or a guidance counselor or a nurse could, like, say a kid came to school and then he grew in the middle of the day and he doesn't have good clothes. And we would have somebody, we would dispatch somebody to go to the school and bring him a whole new outfit. Shoes, underwear, socks,
That's
everything.
A great idea. Yeah.
And so that kids that, you know, don't necessarily have financial, like the latest and the greatest or whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, I went to mostly parochial school, so I never, you know, it was just about the tights.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. The other thing, which actually already exists, is you pair up a senior citizen that can't afford the medical bills with a pet, and then we have somebody that goes out, takes the animal to every vet visit, provides them with the food. All you got to do is walk this dog, or you know, just take care of this cat. We'll give you the kitty litter. We'll clean your kitty litter if you need that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another foundation I would want to set up.
So you talked about Katie's Closet, and it's a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit,
and they basically provide clothing primarily.
Yeah.
To kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could actually go to katiescloset.org. I'm actually looking at it right now.
I've actually donated on behalf of friends.
There.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, it says it provides clothes, toiletries, other basic essentials to students living in poverty right within their schools. They set up free stores in schools, and they give children direct access to everything they need to attend class confidently. I like that idea because, you know, kids kind of sprout up a few inches.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When they get to be like teenagers especially, right?
Yeah, and Katie that is of Katie's Closet had passed away.
Mm.
And I believe her mother, it might have been her sister, but it was her mother who set up this foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked very hard to keep it going. And I just think it's, you know, rather than set up my own foundation, I just dump a bunch of money into them, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I've gone down a size over the last year, and I have a lot of clothes to give away.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I have a lot of kids' clothes, but I think I'm
going to look into that. I would be disturbed if you have a lot of kids'
No, you know what I mean. Like, well, I do have a lot of clothes when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I still have some left.
But Katie's Closet doesn't give used clothing. It's new.
It's all brand new.
It's all brand new.
So, okay. So you donate, you set up the donation, and then they go out and they buy the stuff, and then they have it all set up.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's just ready to go. Yeah.
Very good. Katie'sCloset.org. I'm looking at it right now. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Dorothy.
So I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about how I'm going to spend my money when I win the big one.
The big one.
The jackpot.
They got it up to like a billion or something.
I was not close at all.
Yeah. I didn't even buy a ticket.
Oh.
No. Didn't even buy a ticket.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
If you want to win the lottery, you got to buy a ticket.
Play.
You don't have to buy a lot. You know, like I see people coming in behind me, buy 20 tickets at a time. Nope, I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
But I will buy one ticket here, drive 2 miles, buy another ticket, drive 2 miles, buy another ticket.
Nice.
But that's about it.
We're going to talk about Kung Fu next.
All right.
Kung Fu Fighting. Why don't you give us a little intro from this Carl Douglas song? I've played this a number of times over the years, and it's a great song.
It is a great song. Well, so Lamont Price, who is a Boston comic.
Great
Boston comic. Every once in a while, he will drop a little Kung Fu Fighting reference into his tweets.
Yep.
And I got a comment on it every time. It's compulsive, but... So I was a kid when this song came out, and I have two brothers, and we would just be kung fu fighting all over the house.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my brothers kung fu fighting and my cousins. Crazy.
Yep, yep.
And then I was working with this guy, this great Boston actor, Johnny Kuntz, and I don't know what project we were working on, but he gave me a mixtape and it had Kung Fu Fighting on it.
Nice.
And I still have the tape.
It's a great song.
And it's a great song. And I don't know if it's politically correct. I don't care.
It's about Kung Fu.
Yeah.
And Kung Fu is politically correct as far as I'm concerned.
Funky Chinamen.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's a great song. It's a fun song.
Well, I also have, to accompany Kung Fu Fighting, I also have either Blondie or Curtis Mayfield. So maybe we will play one of those along with that, and we'll talk about Kung Fu a little bit more.
Here is
Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. My name is Chris Earle. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and we are here with you until 8 p.m. Enjoy Carl Douglas and do some Kung Fu Fighting as you drive home.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Everybody knew their part, from a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
How'd you like that Blondie Kung Fu one? I think that was Kung Fu Girls, that one.
Nice.
You know a few Kung Fu girls.
I am a Kung Fu girl.
You are a Kung Fu girl.
Yeah.
I would say I am a semi-retired Kung Fu guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm always going to be like a Kung Fu girl.
There's things that I know I'm not going to do anymore. Like you're never going to see me like up in a tree, like waving to somebody. Kung Fu. Probably not going to see naked. Maybe you might see me naked.
No, naked in the tree. That's
no. You won't see me naked in the tree.
Okay.
You might see me naked under a tree.
Okay.
With an apple in my hand.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Maybe a Snickers.
Venus.
Maybe a Snickers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe a Snickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But kung fu fighting, probably not.
No.
Yeah. So I just remember it's such great memories, and you were smiling when we put that. It was nice to see you smiling and.